Right back to it here today on KNZA. It's high school baseball. Now we're in the 2A classification as the regional tournaments continue this week. Excited to be in Valley Falls this afternoon. Dragons playing host to the Jefferson County North Chargers. Again, good afternoon. Brandon Tabman with you. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Moments away from the opening pitch here today. Win and move on and lose. Your season is done. Always fun when we get this to this point in the season. But today, let's get you the lineup cards, and we'll start with the road team on the scoreboard. That is Jefferson County North. Their record right now at 9-13. They are the 13th seed in the field. And today against Valley Falls, their roster looks like this. Leading it off and playing shortstop, it's Brody Van Dyke. Batting second is the second baseman, Riker Gigstad. Pitching and batting third is Colby Olverding. In the cleanup spot, that is third baseman, Knox Heston. Batting fifth is left fielder, Chance Jenkins. In the sixth spot, that is center fielder, Grant Lindsay. Miles Jeffrey is catching. He will bat seventh. Emmett Weiser is at first. He will bat eighth. And Grant Blattner, the right fielder, rounding it out for the JCN Chargers here today. So again, Van Dyke at short, Gigstad at second, Olverding pitching, Heston at third, Jenkins at left, Lindsay in center, Jeffrey catching, Weiser at first, and Blattner is the right fielder. Well, for Valley Falls, the Dragons, the four seed in this regional tournament, their record is 16-5. They went 13-3 this season in Northeast Kansas League play, of course, making a run to the state title game a year ago, but finishing runner-up in that regard. So trying to make a return trip once again, the Dragons are, to the state tournament. It'll be Damian Cervantes to lead it off. He'll be the shortstop today. Matt Stapp is in left and will bat second. Colin Carney will be on the mound and will be batting third today. In the cleanup spot, that is right fielder Carter Pickerel. Batting fifth is third baseman Brayson Miller. Batting sixth is left fielder, or correction, center fielder, beg your pardon, that is Grant Meyer. Batting seventh is the catcher, Ethan Noel. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Brady Nellis. And batting ninth, rounding it out for the Dragons, the second baseman, that is Grady Smith. So again, once again for Valley Falls, it is Cervantes at short, Staff at left, Carney pitching, Pickerel in right, Miller at third, Meyer is in center field, Noel is catching, Nellis at first, and Smith is the second baseman. We pause for a quick timeout. The first pitch is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look out your window and you'll see trees flowering and the grass is turning vibrant shades of green. Another sign of spring is farmers preparing their fields for planting. Hi, I'm Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. Today we recognize the contributions and hard work of farmers across the region. Our local farm families bring us signs of new life and the promise of hope and a bright future ahead. At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we are proud to help behind the scenes with ag loans and services. And we know our local farmers make everyone rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, moments away from the first pitch this afternoon here in Valley Falls, Dragons and Jefferson County North, Class 2-1A Regional Tournament, and a first-round game here today. Brody Van Dyke, Riker Gigstad, Colby Olverding, the top three in the JCN order, going against one of the best in the state, and on the mound for Valley Falls, that is Colin Carney. He has pitched 46 innings this season, a perfect 7-0 record, a 1.37 ERA. He is appearing in his 10th game on the bump. He has struck out 81 compared to just 19 walks. And Brody Van Dyke steps in, and we are about to get underway here today. First pitch, a fastball in there for a called strike. And here we go. Win and move on. Lose. Your season is done. Van Dyke batting from the right side, swings and missing at that one there, a swing and a miss, I should say, at that one. Blew it by at the fastball. Colin Carney quickly ahead in the count 0-2. Here it comes, and it's a swing and a miss, and down goes Van Dyke. Three consecutive fastballs and a strikeout to begin today's game for Colin Carney. And that'll bring up Riker Gigstad, the second baseman. Riker batting from the right side, wears jersey number 5. He is a sophomore, batting 220. And he puts a charge into this one, but a line drive caught by Cervantes. He did not have to move either way one step. And an easy second out on the lineouts. And a strikeout, the lineout, two up, two down. And that'll bring up Colby Olberding. So Carney trying to make some quick work here in this top of the first inning. First pitch, fastball missing low for ball one. Olberding will be on the bump himself in the next half inning for JCN. He's been very good. We'll get to his stats here in a bit. Another one missing. Two balls and no strikes. Now Valley Falls swept JCN in the regular season. Got to go back to mid-April. Finals in that one, 10-0 and 17-2. Olberding now at 2-1. The lefty Colin Carney blows it by with the fastball, swing and a miss there to make it two balls and two strikes. Now a chance to go down quickly. Carney kicks and a 2-2, missing up and in. Well, the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Knox Heston in the on-deck circle for JCN in the road. Green tops, white numerals and lettering trimmed in black. And now we get a pause right before that pitch, a time called by Olberding. And Carney was kind of into the motion and then just lopped it to his catcher in Noel. Let's try it again at 3-2. Here's the pitch in there, called strike 3. And a couple of strikeouts here to begin the afternoon for Colin Carney. 3-3 for JCN. No score. We go to the bottom of the first. It's high school baseball here on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Ochsen Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Overcast skies, breezy to say the least here today in Valley Falls. Dragons hosting Jefferson County North. First round action. It's regional baseball, Class 2-1A. Appreciate it. We got Zep in studio. Brandon Tedman with you as well. JCN retired in order in the top of the first. And Colby Olberding now getting his warm-up tosses in for JCN. And in a game like this, when you get to the postseason, you want your ace on the mound, and that is the case for the Chargers. Olberding has pitched 37 and a third innings this season. He's making his ninth start, and he has given up just 6 earned runs in 37-plus innings. 91 strikeouts to just 12 walks, and his ERA is at 1.12. And he will get Damian Cervantes, Matt Stapp, and Colin Carney. The Dragons lineup here today at home. And appreciate Seth back in our KMZA studios. Of course, we got another broadcast going on 92.1 KMZA with Valley Heights at Jackson Heights. KP on the call there. But no scores. We go to the home first. Cervantes steps in, the shortstop and junior. Olberding's first pitch lifted foul out of play behind us to our right. And Cervantes starts behind, no balls, one strike. Well, Cervantes has been very good his entire career. This Valley Falls team on the diamond has been very good over the last few seasons. Takes one outside, one ball, one strike. Well, Valley Falls, just the second game with the new scoreboard here at the ball field. And Cervantes lifts this one deep out into center field and up near the fence and running it down on the warning track was Lindsay. That was maybe 5 to 10 feet away from a leadoff homer. Instead, it's a loud and lengthy first out here in the bottom of the first. That'll bring up Matt Stapp, the left fielder. Great job by Lindsey to chase that one down. First pitch off speed, missing a little bit upstairs. And Stapp jumps in front, one ball, no strikes. That's from the right side, where's jersey number 6, and now a check swing foul down that first base line. So it's one ball, one strike here on the Dragons' left fielder. Stapp this season, a .278 average, plate appearance number 87 for him. And a good swing and a miss there. Good pitch by Olberding. And Stapp now in protection mode. It's one ball, two strikes. Well, two very good pitchers on the mound here today in this opening round game. And a ground ball playable. And right off the mound, it's Olberding to clean it up and make a throw to first in time to Weiser for out number 2. 1-3 on the put out for Stapp, and that brings up Colin Carney. Well, certainly one of the best in the state. Colin leading this Dragons team in a bevy of categories, including batting average at .500, runs scored at .32, RBIs at .32, on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS. And the first pitch by Olberding to him, missing for ball one. Olberding trying to match Carney with a 3-up, 3-down frame, and this is hit to the opposite field on a line drive and playing it off the fence. One hop was Jenkins, the left fielder. And Colin Carney falling after trying to round first base, and he's slow to get up there. Well, he appears to be okay. That is the positive, so it turns out to be a lengthy single. Coach Burns for Valley Falls wanting to make sure Colin's okay, but well, my vantage point couldn't quite see it because we are kind of right behind that left side batter's box, and kind of the way the fence is sitting, it makes it kind of hard to see down that first base line, but Colin's good to go, and obviously would have loved a potential double there, but it will be a two-out single in our first hit of today's game. So that'll bring up the right fielder, Carter Pickerel. Carter bats from the right side, wears jersey number 5, batting average of .271. This is plate appearance number 81 for Pickerel this season. And the first pitch there by Olberding, just missing a little bit upstairs, makes it one ball, no strikes. So Carney at first, two outs, no score here in the bottom of the first inning. Olberding first time out of the stretch. Fires one in there, and it just missed it inside. And two balls and no strikes now on Pickerel. And the next one blows it by with the fastball. Swing and a miss there by Pickerel. 2-1 now the count on the Dragons' right fielder. As a team, Valley Falls this season hitting .327 as he takes a fastball here for a called strike, and Pickerel now from ahead 2-0 to evened up at 2-2. Carney with a slight lead at first. After a two-out single just a moment ago, he'll take off and a check swing. And it gets away from the catcher, going to be a strikeout. Got to complete the throw to first, and Jeffrey does so in time to Weiser. And the first strikeout today for Olberding. So Carney's two-out single does no harm. We go to the second here in Valley Falls. No score here on KNZA.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here. here in Valley Falls, Dragons and Jefferson County North. It's postseason baseball on KNCA 2-1A classification. And a good one here as we continue on. No score. We go to the second inning. So, again, very early in today's game. Two very good pitchers here with Colin Carney about to go inning number two. He'll face 4, 5, and 6 in the JCN lineup, starting with Knox Heston. Chance Jenkins will follow. Grant Lindsey after that. Couple of lefties on the mound with Olberding and Carney today. Yeah, two strikeouts in the first. Heston steps in, and a fastball missing high and away. And the top of the second inning is officially a go. And the sun's starting to peek through the overcast conditions here, and there's a fastball swung on and missed by Heston to even the count at 1-1. Heston bats from the right side. And takes another one outside. 2-1. On the season, his 80th plate appearance. He is north of a .320 batting average. Off speed this time and missed outside. Good eye there by Heston. Now 3-1. Very early on, the JCN looking for the first base runner. Retired in order in the first. And now a 3-1 pitch. Runs up and in. Ball 4. So Knox Heston leads off the top of the second with a walk. And that brings up the left fielder, Chance Jenkins. Chance this season, this is plate appearance number 75, batting average at .271. And he takes the first pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. So Heston at first base. Nobody out here in the top of the second. No score here in Valley Falls. Carney sets out of the stretch, and that one in the dirt gets to the backstop, and that allows Heston to get to second without a throw. So that will probably go down as a wild pitch. Noel did everything he could to try to keep it in front. Now JCN, the first runner up into scoring position, and nobody out here in the second looking for our first run of the game. So 1-1 count here. Now a bunt shown and a beauty put down by Jenkins up the third base line. Carney turns and fires to first. It was accurate, but not in time. If you look up perfect bunt in the dictionary, it might have been just replayed right there with what Jenkins did. And now runners at the corners with nobody out. JCN, a prime opportunity to get on the board first here in the second. That'll bring up Grant Lindsey, the center fielder. Now Carney's got to work here. Here's the first offering and late swing and a foul off here by Lindsey. He'll fall behind at 0-1. Lindsey this season been solid in the middle part of this order. Now a throw to first and not in time. Back in safely is Jenkins. Well, Colin looking over at the runner at first and now fires one in, low and outside. And evens the count here on Lindsey, 1-1. So a leadoff walk and then a bunt single by Jenkins. Runners at the corners here for JCN. Now the runner takes off. Fastball in there high. It's a throw down to second. Tag applied and not in time. Heston holds it third. And Jenkins just beat the throw. So now second and third with nobody out. And the count in favor of Lindsey right now at 2-1. A base hit could tag two here for the Chargers. Now Carney steps off the rubber. Umpire says it's 1 moment. Now we're back to it. 2-1 here on Lindsey. The pitch popped up and launched out of play and foul. Evens the count. 2-2. Now JCN this season, they have scored 140 runs. Good for 6.3 a game. And they have a chance to get on the board here in the top of the second. So now another pause in the action. Lindsey steps out of the box right back in. Carney now out of the windup. He'll fire. Missed low and inside. Count runs full now at 3-2 with Miles Jeffrey in the on-deck circle for JCN. No score here in the top of the second inning. The 3-2. Fouled straight back. Good swing. just caught a piece. Lindsey did to stay alive. Heston the runner at third. Jenkins the runner at second. 3-2 the count on Lindsey. Carney gets the sign from Noel. Kicks and fires. And it runs inside and hits him. It was an off-speed pitch. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out. And that brings up Miles Jeffrey. That's 16 hits and a 291 average. As Valley Falls having a quick meeting on the hill. Not a good sign to have one this early. And an elimination game. So the winner of this one here today, of course, we'll move on to the semifinals next Tuesday. It'll be either against Donovan West or Wabunsee. Those two playing in Highland here today. D. West the 5 seed, Wabunsee the 12 seed. So after a fairly lengthy in-house meeting on the hill with Coach Burns, the prime opportunity is there for Jeffrey. Bases loaded, nobody out. Top of the second inning, no score. And Carney issues out of the windup. The first pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. These are the opportunities that you got to take advantage of if you're the underdog. A fastball blown right by the swing and miss there by Jeffrey, and he's quickly behind in the count at 0-2. Runner at third is Heston. Runner at second is Jenkins. Runner at first is Lindsey for JCN. Carney kicks in the 1-1. In there for a strike. Nope. That was strike three. Beg your pardon. Yep, 0-2. That was my fault. Looked up at the scoreboard, saw 1-1, but that is, in fact, a third strikeout here and a big one for Carl and Carney there. So it's the first out of the inning. Base is still loaded, and that brings up Emmett Weiser. Carney's first pitch to him, low and inside, gets stopped by Noel, and it's 1-0. So Carney now 3 strikeouts, but he still has work to do. Goes out of the windup with the bases loaded, runs one up and in, and 2 balls and no strikes here on Emmett. Playing first base today for JCN. 67th plate appearance. He's got a batting average south at 200, but that's some big hits this season. And now it is well in his favor with the count 3-0. A walk scores a run, and it's ball 4. 1-0, JCN. He'll take the free RBI if you're Emmett Weiser. Heston comes in to score the first run of the game. Jenkins to third, Lindsey to second. Second walk issued this inning, and now stepping in is Grant Blattner in a swing and a miss for strike one. So JCN strikes first, still only one out in the inning. There's a called strike, inner edge, and Blattner quickly protection mode. It's 0-2. A 1-0 JCN lead here in the top of the second inning. Count, no balls, 2 strikes on Blattner, number 9 in the order. Jersey number 20 plays out in right field today, and he puts this one up the middle, but backing it up, Cervantes, second for one, on to first, a double play, it ends the inning. An incredible defensive play by Damian Cervantes, the unassisted DP, and that retires the side. So JCN gets on the board with a bases-loaded walk issued to Emmett Weiser. Go to the bottom of the second here in Valley Falls. JCN with the 1-0 lead.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA, high school baseball continuing. You always know it's a big game when Jake Spaulding puts a headset on with me. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson. Jake now with us. Jefferson County North, a 1-0 lead. We go to the bottom of the second. Two very good pitchers. Two teams certainly familiar with each other. And obviously, it's a much different scenario when it's win and move on, lose your season is done.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Oberding, a phenomenal pitcher, the southpaw on the bump for JCN. But what a good job by Colin Carney in the just the latter half of the inning a minute ago when he was able to get out of that bases-loaded jam, B-Town, with the strikeout and then the double play to end it. That was a big moment for Valley Falls to limit damage, and they did just that.
So here we go. 1-0 at JCN. Bottom of the second, Olberding fires it into Brayson Miller for a called strike, and the home second is a go. Miller, Meyer, and Noel for 16-5. Valley Falls here in this second inning. Next pitch to Miller is a little bit low for ball one. These two teams met last season. We were here, of course, last year, the postseason, and it was a semifinal game this time around, or it was last year. Of course, this is a first-round game, but JCN certainly gave Valley Falls a game last season. But, of course, the Dragons would go on to make a run to the state championship game. Here's a ground ball that foul, hops over the fence, evened up here with Miller, two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, Olberding goes off speed there, and Miller did a good job. He got that front foot down and able just to throw the hands to fight and keep alive here. You can hear the wind through the mics. I know you talked about it blowing heavily here.
And Miller's got a 400 average, and he sends a hot shot off a high hop to the second baseman, and the throw after the bobble is in time for the out. Great play by Gigstad to stay with that one after taking kind of an awkward hop off the dirt, and that's the first out of the inning.
Yeah, high chopper to him at second, and Gigstad didn't field it cleanly, but that's one of those things you tell your kids a lot in practices and in moments like this. You got time, he collected and made a good throw to first.
That'll bring up Grant Meyer, a center fielder today for Valley Falls. Bats on the right side, tad open on the stanch, and right back to Gigstad on a hot shot, and he plays it well this time, and on to first just like that. A couple of 4-3 putouts here in the second.
He's just shaking his head and smiling over there in second right now. Gigstad, he's like, I don't know what's going on. I can't field it cleanly, but he gets the putout nonetheless.
So two up and two down quickly. And since the lone hit in the first by Carney, three consecutive retired Dragons for Colby Olberding. JC in a 1-0 lead here in the home second. That does bring up Ethan Noel catching today. Kind of a half-check swing down to the first base side. He sends it on through just enough for strike number one.
Colby Olberding does a really good job of mixing up his deliveries. He's out of the stretch, out of the windup, depending upon the batter, full windup here.
75th plate appearance this season for Noel, and he takes a strike here to make it no balls, two strikes. So Olberding trying to retire this middle part of the order. And just catching a piece. Noel there fouls it straight back, stays 0-2. Well, I said at the top of the broadcast, Jake, You get to this point in the season, records don't mean much, your seeding doesn't mean much, and saw that very much so yesterday with Sabetha and Royal Valley as the 2-15 matchup went down to the final at bat, and Royal Valley coming up just a bit short, had an opportunity to win a game against the number two ranked team. So, you know, two teams, same league, familiar, no doubt.
Yeah.
It always puts an interesting flavor on a game like this as we're still battling with Noel, two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, familiarity plays a big factor. And these kids, not only do they play in the same league, but they played against each other growing up. They know who the ace is on either side. These are those big-time moments.
And the 2-2 and an off-speed that was south of the knees and just chopping at it, foul again, Noel. So we're still battling at 2-2. A couple of ground outs to second by Miller and Meyer this inning for Valley Falls. And Noel's going to try to keep the line moving here. Olberding out of the stretch. His 27th pitch is off-speed and upstairs and runs the count full with Brady Nellis in the on-deck circle.
Yeah, I mentioned it a minute ago how Olberding mixes it up, wind up. There's nobody on base. Wind up, stretch doesn't matter to him.
Another good swing there, fouling it away, is Ethan Noel, who's putting together a lengthy AB.
Lengthy at bat, and this starts favoring the hitter at this point, B-Tan. When you're able to foul off three pitches like he has so far, you're dialing in.
There's a fastball swung on and missed. So the lengthy battle that time won by Colby Olberding, and that's his second strikeout of the afternoon. And JCN on the road, a 1-0 lead here at Valley Falls.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care, family-owned and full-service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to urbanlawncare.llc.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2 innings in, continuing our coverage here today. The sun continuing to try to fight through the clouds here. It was a little overcast at first pitch, but we go to the top of the third inning here on KNCA, Valley Falls, Jefferson County North, and the Chargers, a 1-0 lead. We got Jake, Brandon, Seth all with you. Always a good time. Just crazy to think. It doesn't seem like that long ago. We were in the booth in Hutch broadcasting a state football championship game.
Yeah.
Basketball, winter sports flew on by, and now we're just a couple of weeks from the summer break.
Yeah, summer break is coming up. But, man, I tell you what, this is my favorite time of the year. I love football, love basketball, but it gets me to a diamond this time of the year. Everybody's playing their best baseball, softball this time of the year. This is where it's at.
Top of the order for Jefferson County North here with Brody Van Dyke leading it off. And he takes a first pitch strike, and then the 0-1 a little bit up and in. 1-1. Now the count from Colin Carney, who, again, had to work out of a pretty significant jam. And this one's hit high and deep down the right field line. Not incredibly deep, but it's going to land foul.
That wind definitely hurt that ball right there. This wind, I know you talked about it briefly earlier, B-Tab, but it is howling in kind of from the southeast a little bit, and really from right field and center field in, you hit it to that side of the field, it's going to get held up like that foul ball just did.
Here's a 1-2 by Carney, and it's grounded right back to Carney, a little staggered on the snag there, but he plays it on to first base to Nellis to record the out. So Van Dyke now 0-2. That one goes 1-3. That'll bring up Riker Gickstad, who lined out to shortstop Cervantes in his first at-bat. 1-0, Jefferson County North. Chargers batting here in the third. Off-speed pitch to Gickstad. Bends in there for a called strike.
Kind of a rarity to beat that when you've got two southpaws on the bump.
There's a swing and a miss right there. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. I definitely mentioned that. And then also, in Sabetha yesterday, what Sabetha has that a lot of teams don't is numerous left-handers in the lineup. And the Blue Jays, number 2 and 3A, they boast their top three hitters all from the left side of the dish. But when you have two very good left-handed pitchers, that certainly makes things a little more interesting. 2-2 the count on Gickstad.
Just a different eye angle for batters.
2-2, swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball. Quickly two up and two down. We're seeing Carney pile it up, give him four strikeouts here today. That'll bring up Colby Olberding. Always love the pitcher v. pitcher battle.
Yeah.
Feel like that's a little bit different.
No doubt.
Maybe see it a little bit different. He bats on the left side, of course, lefty on left, and a first pitch called strike. It's 0-1. Well, again, JCN, they have ridden the roller coaster this season. That is kind of an understatement. Beautiful off-speed pitch that's called strike number 2 on the inner edge. After JCN won their first two games of the season against McLeod, they'd go on to lose 8 consecutive games after that. And that was immediately followed up by a 6-2 stretch. And they have lost 3 of 4 entering today, although that last game was an 18-12 win against Pleasant Ridge. And there is a hack and offering that is completely whipped. Off-speed pitch on the outside part of the plate. Olberding down there. And another strikeout. Give him five for Mr. Colin Carney. Two and a half in. It's 1-0 JCN. It's high school baseball on KNZA.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now still sitting at 1-0 Jefferson County North as we go to the bottom of the third inning today. Here on KNCA, Jake chatting it up with the home plate umpire. Good crew here today.
Yeah.
Good game going as well as 8-9-1 about to be due up here for Valley Falls. Again, trailing 1-0 to JCN.
I mean, you got experience here. You got a guy here behind the plate from Lawrence and doing it north of 30 years and a couple guys from Topeka out in the field. He was telling us about how he really would like to get that, kind of like a walkie-talkie type deal where they can communicate between the officials, you know, so they don't have to walk 100 foot to
right.
Each other to have conversation. It's speeded up, no doubt, just a little bit.
All right, so it's going to be Brady Nellis to lead it off, the first baseman here for Valley Falls. And so far, Olberding has given up just one hit to the Dragons through the first couple. And the Chargers' lone run on a bases-loaded walk back in the second. First pitch by Olberding here in the bottom of the third inning is low and in the dirt for ball number one. Well, Brady Nellis, you look at what he has done, appearing in his 17th game, 52nd plate appearance, batting average at .225. He bats on the left side, wears jersey number 4. A heavy swing there and lined off the helmet of the catcher for a foul ball.
Yeah, we talked about the experience from the guy behind the dish here today, and he recognized it hit the helmet of the catcher, so he took his time and jogged out to Colby Olberding to give him a fresh ball, give the catcher a little bit more time.
The catcher in any sport is not an easy position to play.
No.
One ball, one strike, just getting going. Bottom three, 1-0 JCN, a bender that just missed inside to Nellis. And now two balls and one strike. Grady Smith, the second baseman, will follow. Damian Cervantes after that. This one's hit high in the air, very shallow left field. Going to be a tough play. It's called off by the left fielder Jenkins. He'll make the catch. Well done on the communication with Van Dyke, and that's out number one.
And that's, you hit that nail on the head right there. That's a tough play for Van Dyke from the shortstop position, running backwards to try and get underneath that ball and able to call him off from the left field, make it an easier play. You got the better angle. Get that first out.
Now Chance Jenkins doing it out in left field. He also broke the school record for most three-pointers in a game this past winter. Had multiple 30-point games for JCN.
Pretty tall outfielder, beat that.
Had a great 17-win season. That one's in the dirt here to Grady Smith. One ball, one strike. Second baseman here for Valley Falls. They trail JCN 1-0 early. It's kind of expecting a lower-scoring game, although there's still time, Jake, to get some runs on the board. But you have two elite pitchers in this league that are both going to be first-team all-league.
Yeah.
Both sub-2 ERAs with a lot more strikeouts than walks allowed. Here's a 1-2. Swing and miss. How about that off-speed pitch? Smith missed everything there. That's out number two here in the inning.
Yeah, that was a really good off-speed pitch. Kind of dipped down a little bit lower with that delivery. And from a lefty going in from that position as a hitter, that's tough to catch up with if you don't pick it up out of the hand quick enough.
So back to the top of the order, Cervantes. He was about 10 feet shy of a home run to lead off that bottom of the first inning. Lindsey ran it down in front of the warning track. So a lengthy out number one. Second time seeing Olberding, and that one missing inside. Well, Cervantes and Carney, two of the best among the classification. There is no doubt about that. And he hits this one sharply on the ground and under the glove of the first baseman, Weiser. This is going to be extra bases. Cervantes as fast as they come. And he'll be in there putting the brakes on at second base with a two-out double.
Yeah, that was, I don't want to say Bill Buckner by any stretch, but a very slow ground ball that went just slipped underneath the glove there at first. And when that happens, your right fielder's got a long way to travel to try and catch up for that. You mentioned Cervantes' speed. You're not going to catch him there. That's a stand-up double on a ball that was maybe hit 12 feet into the grass.
Fourth double of the season for Cervantes, and he's in scoring position with two outs. Here's Matt Stapp, the left fielder. He takes a called strike to start behind to touch at 0-1. JCN still leading 1-0 on a bases-loaded walk back in the second. Dragons have their first runner in scoring position, and now this one's in there for a called strike, and Stapp, he's got to be ready to go. It's 0-2.
And Colby Oberdick's not even paying attention to Cervantes at second. He's focused here on Stapp.
Here's an 0-2. In there, called strike three, and that's a very good way to come back after giving up a two-out extra base hit. And give Oberding now four strikeouts here this afternoon, and we have played three here in Valley Falls, JC and one, and the Dragons nothing.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, postseason coverage just underway here this week. Excited to be a part of it. Of course, baseball going today, softball early next week, semifinals championship, state track is right around the corner. We got Jake, Seth in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Class 2-1A regional first round matchup here at Valley Falls, JCN in town. And as we go to the fourth inning, top of the fourth to be exact, Chargers still holding on to a 1-0 lead.
Again, you mentioned the pitcher duo will be 10, and that's what we expected with this kind of a matchup. But you like to think as these innings kind of prolong a little bit, hitters get a little more used to it, and see if we get a few more base runners on base here.
Middle third of the order for JCN, Knox Heston, Chance Jenkins, Grant Lindsay. First pitch missing inside here by Carney to Knox Heston. He'll take another one outside the zone. And it's two balls and no strikes. Heston walked in the second, scored the lone run on that bases-loaded walk. And now here is a slow roller to the second baseman, Smith. Plays it off the hip to the right, and he can't secure it cleanly. That is an E4 and an early base runner here this inning for JCN.
Yep, just a slow roller that unable to get in front of it and really collect it cleanly. And Heston, with a quick hustle, gets down to first base. Hey, Ted, are you a fan of higher scoring baseball games, more pitching duels, defensive style?
Now, as low scoring as we can possibly get, just for the sheer fact of keeping the scorebook a little more sharp and clean. Well, Chance Jenkins steps in, and he played a picture-perfect bunt in his first at bat. There's nothing Carney could do, rolling off the mound to his right. Showing bunt there, pulls back, it's a called strike. And now he swings this one down the line. Is that a fair ball?
Ooh,
late call, just barely foul.
I'm right on the line, B-Tag.
He couldn't be more on the third base line, and that was
that looked like
it
bounced over the bag for me. But tough angle for the umpire, and that was very, very close.
Extremely unfortunate for the Chargers, extremely fortunate for the Dragons.
Absolutely.
So now.
And someone needs to clean off that plate out there. I can't even see the plate anymore. Can you?
We cannot. Actually, that's a great call.
It's gone.
The 0-2 is high, laying off the high cheese, and Jenkins gets it to 1-2. Again, Heston at first base, nobody out. Top four here in Valley Falls. Dragons, of course, been ranked throughout the course of the year. not in the most recent KABC ranks, but multiple weeks the Dragons were ranked in the classification. Going to get a new baseball here for the home plate umpire.
Yeah, that one, you know, it hit the chalk when it rolled down the left field line there a little bit, so a little slippery.
Had a tough relationship with that ball, said no more of that. Carney in a 1-2 count here with Chance Jenkins. Heston at first, next pitch outside. And now evened up, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Again, lefty on the mound, meaning your runner at first base. Gotta be a little more cautious.
That one in the dirt, kicks away from the catcher, Noel, and charging up to second base without a throw is Heston. That's the second wild pitch by Carney here today. And both times moving a runner from first to second. And the last time that happened, that ultimately led Heston around to score on the walk in what has been the lone run of the game so far.
Scoring position, nobody out, kind of in the heart of the order right now if you're the Chargers. And Carney, a big pitch.
3-2, and got him with the high fastball. Swinging and missing was Jenkins there. That's just such a hard pitch to lay off and make that now 6 strikeouts here today for Carney, and out number one here in the fourth.
Don't forget, Chance Jenkins stands, what, 6'7", 6'8", in that box. That was a high fastball that even for him was tough to lay off.
Grant Lindsey steps in, takes pitch outside for ball one. You got Heston at second base with one out here on the top of the fourth. Chargers trying to add to a 1-0 lead, and there's another swing and miss. That's time by Lindsey, evens it up, 1-1. Why didn't you bring me a chair?
Well, I asked you when I got here if you had one. You held your index finger up saying, hey, we're going back.
Yeah, that's my bad. I honestly had no idea that's what you said, but I'm glad to know that's what you actually told me. Right,
I was
there.
Worried about you.
I appreciate it. Anybody knows me, I don't think anyone has ever seen me sit in a game where we're set up outside. I'll take the fresh standing, as Grant Lindsey has now worked a 3-1 count here on Colin Carney. Pitch count at 43 for Colin. Here's pitch 44, and it's low and outside for ball four. Good at bat for Grant Lindsey, and now JCN 2 on with 1 out.
Coach Burns definitely going to let this senior leader here, Colin Carney, work through this, but I was listening to you as I was driving in, and, you know, an early mound visit in the ball game that they had to have, you know, how long do you wait before you have another one, especially Colin kind of struggling to find the zone right now. He does have a strikeout against Jenkins, but does have a wild pitch and a walk assessed.
Here's Miles Jeffrey, takes the first pitch, called strike. He'll fall behind at 0-1. Jeffrey, strikeout victim, his first time up. Bats from the right side. And that one just missed to make it 1-1. And Jeffrey entered today. This is his 75th plate appearance, just south of a 300 average, and he takes another one that's barely called strike number two, and he's down 1-2.
Quick work here from Colin Carney, right back to it.
Runners at first and second. The 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Every pitch, every at-bat, the deeper you get into a game like this, certainly magnified. And now this one is kind of a lazy fly ball out to right field, a little shallow for Pickerel, who come on to make the catch. Maybe 15 feet or so beyond the dirt in the infield, shallow right field, but Pickerel retires Jeffrey there for out number two, and now it's up to Emmett Weiser.
Again, hit it right into the wind, and anytime you hit it to the right side of the field during this game, it's going to get held up by the wind and able to come up, make an easy catch there from Pickerel and not allow the base runners to move up.
Weiser credited with the lone RBI in this game. He's the one that took the walk with the bases loaded back in the second. First pitch was a little bit low for a ball. Now this one runs inside. And now 2-0 here on Weiser. 2 on and 2 outs here in the inning. JCN trying to add to a 1-0 lead here on the road. And quickly now, 3-0. That one missing on the outer edge.
Yeah, he's going out of the windup initially, and he steps off there, does Carney, as he kind of maybe forgot he's got a couple base runners on.
A base hit could add to the lead. And a 3-0 is outside ball four. That is the third walk issued by Carney today, and number 9 in the order, Grant Blattner, steps in with the bases loaded and 2 outs, and he'll swing and miss at the first offering to make it 0-1.
A big opportunity here for both teams, really. Again, Colin from Valley Falls to limit damage, and JCN, they can bust this open just a little bit here.
Carney took a little bit off on that one, missing outside to even it up. One ball, one strike. 1-1, just fouled away. One ball, two strikes. So you got Heston at third, Lindsay at second, Weiser at first. JCN leading at 1-0 here with two outs in the top of the fourth. Another time here by the home plate umpire. Tired of that ball, wants another one.
Get rid of that thing.
Well, Carney got out of a similar jam in the second, although he did give up a run in that inning. This one's fouled straight back. Good hack there by Blattner. He'll stay it alive at 1-2. So he hit into that, and he hit into that 6-3 double play, which ended that inning, which certainly saved the Dragons a run or two. And off speed, called strike number three. Got it on the outside part of the plate. So once again, JCN threatening, and this time they come up empty. Carney now with seven strikeouts here today. We are halfway in, halfway home. It's a 1-0 JCN lead here on KNZA.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, 3.5 innings in, 3.5 to go. We're here in Valley Falls. Dragons, the beginning of the postseason push, trailing Jefferson County North 1-0. As we're getting ready to go, the clouds starting to move away a touch. Sun a little bit more present here today. We got Jake, we got Seth, Brandon with you as well.
Yeah, we got a listener listening in from Topeka. A special one to me is good that she's able to be up and listen right now. My mother-in-law, Brenda, has been recovering from an illness down there in Topeka, so glad that she's able to be listening in and getting taken care of by my beautiful bride down there here today.
I appreciate the shout-out. Well said. Colin Carney leading it off here against Olberding, and the 0-1 is a little bit low, so one ball, one strike.
Had to clean off the plate, 2B test. Now we can see
we got it.
Where
okay.
It's at.
So you got Carney, Pickerel, and Miller. This is 3-4-5, the Valley Falls lineup here. They trail 1-0. Olberding has pitched very well alongside Carney. Kind of expected a pitcher's duel here. This might be the two best pitchers in the Northeast Kansas League.
Yeah, oh, no doubt in the Northeast Kansas League. And honestly, I would put them up against some of the other leagues around the area as well. We got a lot of great athletes in Northeast Kansas, but both the fact they're lefties and the dominance that they have.
And the 0-1, or the 2-1 is swung on and missed. And now two balls and two strikes here on Carney. Great off speed, as you mentioned. Now, again, defensively behind Olberding today, Heston at third, Van Dyke at short, Gigstad at second, Weiser at first, Jeffrey behind the dish, and there's a swing and a miss, and Olberding takes down this battle on Colin Carney for out number one here in the fourth.
I mean, earlier this season, Olberding had 18 strikeouts in a game and lost.
Pretty impressive.
And so,
well, I'll not say impressive, but it's kind of impressive.
I mean, it's one of those things that this guy's got all the stuff. It's just can the Chargers rally around him on the offensive side.
Here's Carter Pickerel, who hacks away and missing completely all of that one to begin this AB, who struck out his first time up. So Pickerel starts behind at no balls and one strike. Now this one's hit straight back towards us, quickly 0-2.
If you had your glove on and there was no fence here, I trusted you to catch that.
I might have been able to reach out for that one, but
yeah. Look, Mom, going home with game ball.
Well, again, last year, when these two teams met in the semifinals, Dragons would win it 7-0. And you got to go back to 2024, the last time JCN beat Valley Falls on the diamond. It was a regular season split, and their win was 4-1. or correction, 11-1, beg your pardon, for JCN.
And last year, it was a lot of the same that we're seeing out here as far as pitchers. Colby Oberding pitched last year for JCN as well. He got ran out early in that game. The difference in this one right now, Carney.
And just catch it a piece. Carter Pickerel still alive. It's 2-2. 1-0 JCN. Dragons on the home turf.
But as I was saying, Carney, he's already got 76 pitches through four innings.
And in there, called strike three on the inner half. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the bottom of the fourth.
On the flip side, B-Tat, 3 2/3 innings right now for Colby Oberding, only 54 pitches. And so you're seeing that pitch count elevate for Colin Carney, while Colby Oberding has been very efficient with the pitches that he's had so far.
That is six strikeouts for Colby. That brings up Brayson Miller. Base is empty, two down here in the fourth. First pitch swinging, and this is hit high in the air behind us and foul.
I gotta, again, you gotta say what this facility's like here in Valley Falls. I love it. They shut down the street. You got fans sitting in the street in their lawn chairs.
And this is hit sharply right back up the middle, out into center field for a two-out knock. Brayson Miller keeping the line moving for Grant Meyer.
Big job there by Brayson Miller. Good piece of hitting there. You've been seeing Colby Oberding really have his way the first two batters of the inning in Carney and Pickerel. That time he shortened up his step, quick with the hands, and went straight up the middle with that fastball.
That's just the third hit off Oberding today. Let's see how aggressive the Dragons get with Grant Meyer. Miller at first base, two down. Oberding out of the stretch. You got an advantage as a lefty. Watching a runner at first, and that one is in there for a called strike. Now Miller, a ground out to second in his first at bat today. There's good off-speed pitch, swung out and missed, and Meyer now struggling a touch. He's got to work it out of an 0-2 count here. But a chance for Oberding to strike out the side. The 0-2 is a high chopper, left side, fair territory, Oberding field, fires, it is wide. Runner charging to third, that's Brayson Miller, and he's going to be sent on home. Here's the throw, here's the tag, it is in time, the ball popped out. What's the call as dirt comes flying up in our face? That's going to be a run.
Yep. Unfortunately, if you're JCN for that right there, it was a great throw coming in from their first baseman in Weiser, but Jeffrey, as he went to catch and turned to tag, the ball popped out, went up the third baseline. Great slide there from Miller to ensure that he was going to be safe. They're going to have a conversation here for a potential obstruction, I think, as that play over at first base. But runner at home was safe due to Jeffrey not having the ball in his glove.
Yep, they will confirm it is safe. And that whole sequence all kind of started with Oberding still trying to make the throw to first, which got wide of Weiser and went down the right field line. And aggressive was Miller on the base pass as he was able to come around to score. But fortunate, because if Jeffrey holds on to that ball, he is out.
Yeah, 100%. If he hangs on to that baseball, he had it plenty of time. Tag was applied before Miller was able to touch home plate, so it would have been out, but lost the baseball and allowed for that run to happen. So E1 and now Meyer all the way over at third base here. Dragons could take the lead here, B-Tad, in the bottom half of the fourth.
So here's Ethan Noel, who will have the opportunity to give the Dragons their first lead here in this home fourth. And a quick pause here by the umpire. Noel, a strikeout victim, his first time up. And entered today with a batting average of .250. This is plate appearance 76 for him. And a check swing. Did he go through? It appears he did not. One ball, no strikes.
Home plate umpire said no. They checked down to first. They also said he held up.
Meyer at third base. Game is tied at 1-1. Pitch by Oberding. Fastball missing upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Little momentum. You can feel it now for the home team Dragons. Can they bust through and take the lead with two outs? Going to have to do so with Noel, and he's ahead 2-0. Next one in there for a strike, right at about the knee level. Big pitch there to make it 2-1.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, if you're Oberding, you just had an error, allowed for a run. Two straight balls after that, he's now found the zone.
2-1, just missed inside. Three balls and one strike here on Noel with Brady Nellis in the on-deck circle. A 1-1 game here in the first round of the 2-1A regional tournament in Valley Falls. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, ball four. Runners at the corners with two down for first baseman Brady Nellis.
Bottom of the order contributing, B-Tad, and making some noise. That's what you love to see, not only in high school all the way through, but a lot of times you see guys get put in the bottom half of the order and they're like, ah, they're not as good. They don't produce. Those are the ones that make it fun here in the game of baseball.
First pitch to Brady Nellis is in there for a strike. He popped out to short in his first at bat to lead off the third inning. Next pitch outside. It is 1-1. So the Dragons have tied it here in the fourth. It is 1-1. And you got runners at second and third with two down.
Yeah, Noel moved up on that first pitch. Oberding didn't even look at him, just gave him the free bag.
Big spot in this game. Pitch by Oberding, missing outside. 2-1, the count on Nellis.
Talked about the pitch count a little bit ago. There was two outs, and he was at 54 pitches, was Oberding. Now he's up to 67 pitches here.
And a good swing, but a foul off here. Evens the count, 2-2. The Dragons getting a run on a throwing error as Miller was able to come around to score just a moment ago. Here's the pitch. Oh, half-hearted swing, and that missed everything. Strike three, and Oberding able to strike out the side. The Valley Falls doing a little damage, and we got a tie game. It's 1-1 after four. Fifth inning action coming your way next here on KMCA.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with TFN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Whether you're buying your first home, selling your forever home, or finding the perfect piece of land, my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. We specialize in residential land and commercial properties. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. TFN Realty, knowledge, strategy, and results you can trust. We are your friend in real estate.
At last, it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Matt, good one brewing here today. We go to the fifth inning in Valley Falls. Dragons and Chargers deadlocked at one apiece. Jake, Seth, Brandon all with you. Colin Carney back to work. JC in will have the top of the order. Van Dyke, Gigstad, Oberding. A 1-1 game. We go to the fifth.
I love it. This is great. This is what you want to see in regional baseball. Two teams that know each other super well. And now's where the game really gets interesting. Both pitchers, you know, 69 for Oberding, 76 here for Carney. The max is 105. Who's going to last longer?
First pitch in the fifth inning. My Colin Carney to Brody Van Dyke. A little bit in the dirt for ball one. Officially third time through the order coming up for Carney against JCN. Delivers a strike call here to even it up on Van Dyke, who's going to be followed by Gigstad and Oberding. And that one missing just a touch low. And two balls and one strike. Van Dyke 0 for 2. Strikeout and a ground out. And that one is in there for a strike, 2-2.
Yeah, paints the inside corner, and Carney just, he looks comfortable out there on the bump right now out of the windup.
He struck out seven, chance for another. Not this time, it's fouled back into the netting. A little bit of a late swing by Van Dyke, but staying alive at least one more time. Well, just one run on one hit for JCN in this game, and another foul off here by Van Dyke. So at least the third time at 2-2.
Arm angles from Colin Carney. It's fun to watch. He goes over the top when he's throwing his fastball, but he drops it down to the side when he's throwing some off speed. That time a little bit of a slider coming into the hands. Able to get a piece of it was Van Dyke.
Pitch number 70 by Carney is a swing and a miss. That battle won by Carney. Second time he has struck out Van Dyke, both via the swing. That's the first out here in the fifth.
That time that arm angle over the top, fastball right down Broadway. Van Dyke could not catch up.
Eight strikeouts for Carney. A 1-1 game with one out. Bases empty in the fifth. First pitch to Riker Gigstad, missing a touch outside for ball one. Gigstad 0 for 2, a line out to short, and a strikeout swinging. And about swung out of his shoes and missed that one. Now one ball, one strike.
Well, the wind in your face, you got to swing a little harder, B-Tad, you know.
Well, the wind, I certainly have a love-hate relationship with the wind. And there's another swing and miss to make it one ball, two strikes.
Especially with papers and, you know, your golf game. Wind's not good.
It is never fun. And there's the swing and a miss. Tai Chi swung out and missed.
That's what's fun if you're Valley Falls, B-Tad. You see Colin Carney, he had a different mindset when he came out to the bump here to start this top half of the fifth inning, my man. He is rolling.
Two up, two down, two more strikeouts. Give him nine, Mr. Carney, today. Trying to keep this thing tied at one. First pitch to Olberding. A fastball in there for strike one. Olberding has struck out twice against Carney today. Beautiful off speed. Another swing and miss. And you're right. It looks like Carney right now just has a completely different feel for the game. This time a swing and a foul off, just bouncing in front of that third base dugout. So Olberding, let's see if he can put it in play, but a chance here for Carney to strike out the side with pretty swift work.
And get, double digits on the game as well with those Ks.
Nine strikeout and call it strike number three. This time looking, Olberding down on the inside part of the plate. So that was well done in the top of the fifth inning by Colin Carney. Three up, three down, three strikeouts. He has 10 on the game. A 1-1 game as we go to the home fifth here on KNZA.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Valley Falls in Jefferson County North tied at one as we go to the bottom of the fifth here on KNZA. Jake, Seth, Brandon all with you. I guess if we had a nickname, would it be the Three Musketeers? You, me, and Seth? I don't know.
Yeah. I call dibs, though, on Mark
One
Short.
Shy, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, something like that.
Yeah.
But how cool has this been? You know, I had a great game yesterday in Sabetha, Royal Valley,
yeah.
A 7-6 game. We got a 1-1 game here between a couple of Northeast Kansas League opponents. We got Seth. What do you say?
Three Stooges.
Oh, three. Yeah, that's a good one.
Seth can be Mo. I'll be Larry. You can be Curly.
Seth, you know, I can live with that.
You good with that? But no, great baseball. Great. I mean, softball's firing up here in a few days as well. But this, it's just. You expect these kind of games, you know, when you get to this point of the season.
Well, it's been a heck of a duel between Olberding and Carney, the two pitchers today. Olberding for JCN back to work. Here's Grady Smith to lead off the home fifth. He'll take a called strike. And here we go, a 1-1 game.
I mean, you mentioned earlier you like low scoring. I love pitching duels in the game of baseball. I love good defense. We've seen that here today.
Fastball runs up and in, missing. Now one ball, one strike.
Different outcome, I think, yesterday with Hiawatha Marysville baseball. I believe I saw it was
1-18.
But I thought it was like 12-9 at the end of the first inning or something. I mean, high scoring.
Fun for the teams and maybe for the people watching, but as a broadcaster, that is horrendous. I'm going to say that. 2-1 the count here on Grady Smith leading off the Dragons fifth. 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Olberding has struck out 7.
Good pitch.
And that one is in there for a strike. Now 2-2. You mentioned good pitch. Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Just a little bit of a cutter coming from the southpaw there and Colby Olberding. And that's tough for a right-hander to commit to swing at.
That one just missed. 3-2. It's been a pretty tight zone here today.
Yep.
Umpire's been efficient. And the 3-2 is high, ball four. What an at-bat for Grady Smith. And that represents the go-ahead run here for Valley Falls.
Grady Smith doing the job as I call the nine-hole hitter, the second leadoff.
On the walk, getting on base.
That's the second walk issued by Olberding. Olberding entered today with just 12 walks given up all season, and now a DP ball, second to one, on to first, and the throw is wide, but in time. And keeping the foot on the bag was Weiser. Gidstad led the start of the double play. It goes 4-6-3, and that clears the bases.
Unbelievable job there at first base. You just mentioned it, by Weiser to keep his foot on, because the turn there from the shortstop for JCN and Van Dyke had to be quick because at the speed of Cervantes.
Well, just like that, base is empty, two outs. And here's Matt Stapp, the left fielder, 0-for-2, a ground out and a strikeout today. Olberding delivers a strike, and it's 0-1.
I mean, if I set the over-under 6.5 times that Cervantes has grounded into a double play, I would take the under.
There's a good fastball swung on and missed, and Stapp quickly behind in the count, 0-2. Now, pitching has been dominant both ways. Defense has been quality as well. Could be a scenario next run wins. We'll see. But a 1-1 deadlock here in the fifth. And here is a medium-pace grounder to the shortstop, Van Dyke. Boy, he played it perfectly on belt high with Weiser at first to make the catch. So a leadoff walk followed by a 4-6-3 double play and then a ground out to short. Ends the Valley Falls home fifth. A 1-1 game. We go to the sixth. Don't go anywhere. High school baseball postseason here on KNCA.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care. Family-owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to urbanlawncarellc.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Down to the final two innings. Who's going to jump in front and secure a first-round victory? 2-1-A baseball tournament opener here today. First rounder, Valley Falls, JCN, tied at one. Jake, Seth, and Brandon all with you.
Unbelievable day. The clouds cleared out. Beautiful sunshine. Wind still a factor, but couldn't ask for much better here for the middle part of May, B. Tad, and you got awesome, awesome baseball here. Great pitching matchup here going on.
Again, the winner moves on to the semifinals against either the 5-seed Mustangs of D. West or the 12-seed Chargers of Waubonsee. Semifinals championship games will be on Tuesday next week. Here we go. Sixth inning underway. Kearney back to work facing Knox Heston. First pitch inside for a ball. And the 1-0 and the dirt ball 2.
Very possible the last inning for Kearney here. Now he's at 93 pitches on the day. Again, the max of 105. He will be able to finish out that batter whenever that happens, but JCN trying to get him out of this game, but he's wanting to stick in.
That one's in there for a strike. Now 2-1. Heston going to be followed by Jenkins and Lindsay. Off speed this time and just away off the plate. I don't mean it like away, away. It was barely off the plate for ball number 3, now 3-1. And that one is outside and low, ball 4.
Yep, Heston definitely gave up on that pitch before. That looked like it was really close to the corner, but unable to bring it back in. 5-pitch walk there for Colin Kearney. Not good for the pitch count, but brings up another runner at first for Jenkins.
Fourth walk, and now this one's going to be put in play, and unable to field is the third baseman, Miller. Throw gets wide. Everybody is safe. And that is costly as JCN powers out 2 on and nobody out here to begin this inning.
What are you going to classify that as, B-Tad? Is E5, or are you going to
correct
give him a hit for that? Looked like it was a playable bunt there.
Me personally, I will score it E5, but I will say unofficial. And now a bunt attempt being put down by Lindsay again. This is...
I love small ball.
This is prime opportunity territory for JCN. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Lindsay at the dish. A 1-1 game here in the sixth. Lindsay has reached twice. A walk. He's also been hit by a pitch. See if he shows the bunt here on 0-1. He does, and he fouls it straight back. So now, much different scenario with the count at 0-2.
You know, people might be thinking, how do you attack that when you're a pitcher? You know it's going to square the bunt. You attack inside edge of the plate every single time. You see a guy squaring the bunt, you know, go at him. Know it's going to be a strike, but those are tough to get down because the meat of the bat is so far outside across the plate. If you go on the inside, that's what you're seeing right here from Lindsay. You can't get it down because it's hitting the thinner part of the bat.
The 100 pitch for Colin Carney, and that one just missed. Well, the blue has been efficient. And consistent with the call.
No doubt.
Valley Falls fans thought that was strike three. Pitch 101 for Carney, the 1-2 in the dirt. 2-2, so Lindsay battling back here. Heston at second, Jenkins at first. A 1-1 game in the top of the sixth. First round here of the regional tournament. And there is a strike three call.
Ooh.
And Lindsay's reaction tells me he did not agree.
It was, you know, again, your strike zone is relative to the umpire. Typically go to letters to knees. That time, maybe closer to the shoulders. He didn't agree, but when you got two strikes on you, especially in a game like this, you got to be swinging at anything close.
That's the 11th strikeout for Carney. First out of the inning, still two on. First pitch to Jeffrey, missing for ball one.
And this will be the final batter unless Jeffrey puts this next pitch in play for Colin Carney. This
will be the 104th pitch of the game for Carney, and that one catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike. Well, what a day it's been for Carney. This is going to be the final batter of the game for him. This is pitch 105. And a late swing and a foul off here down the right field line and well over the fence. And bouncing up under a Toyota. That Toyota's going home with a game ball.
It's going home.
Someone might go chase it down, though. And a 1-2 is swung out and missed. And that's going to end the day for Colin Carney.
What a day, though, B-10. I know you're going to tally up all his strikeouts and everything, but...
He's got 12.
My goodness. I mean, what a day. You give up one earned run, you strike out 12, you make it to 5 2/3 of an inning. It's pretty impressive. Good start here for the Dragon Seniors.
Well, let's see what Coach Burns and Valley Falls does here as Carney finishing 5 2/3 is... Jake mentioned back-to-back strikeouts to end it here, but again, going to see who the potential new pitcher is going to be here.
I mean, Matt Stapp was pretty vital for them in their state championship game run a season ago. Pickerel can come in if need be as well. Looks like it's going to be Stapp.
Well, it will be. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, so Matt Stapp will be the new pitcher, which means we'll have a new left fielder. So we'll try to keep an eye on defensive changes, but Stapp's coming in a big spot here. A 1-1 game in the sixth, two on and two out for Jefferson County North. He's going to face Emmett Weiser. But Stapp this season has pitched 37 innings, a 5-2 record, a 3.97 ERA, 38 strikeouts, 28 walks, and his first pitch in this relief outing would be his 638th pitch thrown this season. So there you go.
That is called great preparation, B-Tab. Down to the
a lot pitch. Of numbers.
That's a big spot here for Stapp because you got runners at first and second, two away. You know, again, credit Colin for able to get a couple outs there as he knew his day was coming to an end. But JCN still in business right now, late in this ball game, trying to reclaim the lead.
Heston at second, Jenkins at first, Matt Stapp, the new pitcher. I believe Carney is out in left field. Now that should be the lone two defensive changes for Valley Falls. We're deadlocked at one here in the top of the sixth. Runner takes off for third, and it's hit to the
uh-oh.
Right side, and that is a base hit. Hit and run put on. Weiser comes through. Coming around to score is Heston. He beats the throw, And it's a 2-1 Jefferson County North lead here in the sixth.
What a time to put a hit and run on. First pitch for the relief pitcher, Matt Stapp. And JCN, they execute to perfection. A seeing eye single from Weiser goes to right field. And beating the throw is Heston to score once again for JCN. He's scored both runs in this ball game for the Chargers.
It'll go down officially as a single, and then advancing to second is Weiser on the throw home. So Jenkins at third, Weiser at second, a 2-1 JCN lead. Still batting, two outs. It's Grant Blattner's turn, and a big opportunity here. First pitch, he ducks away, bends in there, and it's ball number one.
Those are the types of pitches of the broadcaster I love, because Blattner looked back up and goes, oh, man, that almost crossed the plate.
One ball, no strikes. Big moment in this game as JCN has taken a 2-1 lead. This one fouled away by Blattner. Two on and two out. Stapp in relief. Trying to keep it at the one-run margin. There's a swing and a miss there by Blattner. Now down in the count at 1-2. Grounded into a 6-3 double play in the second. Struck out looking in the fourth. The pitch is fouled away. Late swing, just caught a piece, stays 1-2.
Two strikes on you, you're taught again to shorten up. That means shorten your step, get your hands a little bit quicker. Matt Stapp that time goes right at him with a fastball, fouled straight back into the screen.
Number 9 in the order, can Blattner come through? The pitch, swing and a miss, he cannot. But coming through was Emmett Weiser right before with the RBI single and the go-ahead RBI, which gives Jefferson County North a 2-1 lead. Here in this regional playoff game, Dragon, six outs to spare. We'll go to a commercial break, and the bottom of the sixth coming up next here on KNTA.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness and seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KNTA, 2-1A classification, regional tournament, first round matchup here in Valley Falls. Dragons trailing Jefferson County North. Our score is 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. We got Jake, we got Seth, Brandon, and a quick say hi from Grandpa Gary.
Oh, yeah, you can't go to a JCN ball game of any kind, and Grandpa Gary's going to show up and say hello. It's good to see him. But, man, I'm excited for this next half inning. This is important if you're Valley Falls because, again, Colby Oberding just 79 pitches here in this game thus far.
And he bends one in there, missing a little bit high to Colin Carney. And, again, Valley Falls down 2-1 to begin this bottom of the sixth inning. Fastball missing high. Carney now, it's two balls, no strikes in his favor. But you mentioned the pitch count. That's what allowed Stapp to come in that last half inning. Here is a very high chopper, shoulder high off the second hop by Gigstad. That'll make it on to first for out number one.
I'm impressed with Gigstad over there at second base. He's had a few that have eaten him up a little bit off this dirt, but he's able to keep himself collected. That was not that easy of a ground ball to handle. Been able to get another put out for the second baseman from JCN.
But that right there, to start the inning, Carney, a north of 500 hitter,
right,
and you get him off and get him down real quick. The 2-1 lead, that was big, and now Pickerel coming up empty on that first swing. And it's 0-1. He has struck out twice against Olberding today. Olberding, seven strikeouts in total. Now, after that foul ball, got Pickerel quickly behind at 0-2.
And I like the way that they've, again, adapted the new way of how these pitchers have to work, because no matter who wins this game, both these guys would be available next week.
Off-speed pitch, Pickerel caught a piece just barely off the end of the bat, so it's still 0-2.
I mean, the management side of it, it's still difficult because you want them to probably pitch your semifinal game, make
right.
it to a championship, but, man, you really want your ace.
And another foul ball. We're going to keep an eye on this one, Jake. And didn't quite make it to the softball field.
No.
Good swing there, but Pickerel still another 0-2 on the way. One out, bases empty, bottom six, JCN a 2-1 lead. Alessi Olberding efficient all day and got him with an off-speed pitch, swing and miss, strike number three.
Pulled the string that time, did Olberding from the left side again. He's an impressive young man, only a junior. He's making himself very much known across the state, let alone just this area. He's definitely making his presence felt here today at Valley Falls.
That is eight strikeouts now on the afternoon for Olberding. The pitch count for him at 86. And if you're Valley Falls, you got to think to yourself, we only got four outs to spare. And we are trailing by one. And the last time JCN defeated Valley Falls, a couple of years ago when they split their regular season doubleheader in 2024. Valley Falls 3-0 against the Chargers last year in a big two-out knock. It's a base hit to right field. Grayson Miller wasting little time with his second hit of the afternoon.
Yeah, back-to-back singles for Miller here in this ballgame. Both of them going to right field. He's just going with the pitch, giving everything he can. He's the one that came around and scored back in the fourth inning to give the Dragons their lone run of this game.
And that single was also with two outs. If the Dragons can convert and potentially tie this game. Meyer takes a swing and a miss at the first offering here. He reached on an error back in the fourth. He's also grounded out to second. Now a foul off here just behind the dish.
Great off-speed pitch there from Olberding, and way out in front was Meyer. Had all of his weight forward and swung and just able to get a piece of it.
Runner at first base, Brayson Miller, a two-out single. Valley Falls trailing by a one. Another foul off here towards the softball diamond. That one well clears the fence onto the softball field. Just the second game with the new scoreboard here at the ballpark for Valley Falls. Very, very nice. Crisp and clean, and now reaching out, lifting it to shallow center field. Going to be a tough play for Lindsay, and it's going to be the shortstop, I believe.
Yep, Van Dyke.
Van Dyke with the basket catch, surrounded by Gigstad and Lindsay. And the two-out single does no harm. And a chance for JCN. We go to the seventh. A little bit of insurance, maybe? We will see. Chargers 2, Dragons 1. Regional tournament opener here on KNZA.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town and Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake, Seth, and Brandon all with you here on KNZA, 2-1-A Regional Baseball. First round game, it is down to this, Jake. We go to the seventh. JCN a 2-1 lead here at Valley Falls and a big opportunity to add a little bit of insurance to make it a little bit more challenging on the Dragons when they come up in the home half.
Yeah, you know, if you're JCN right now, you've got the lead. You'd like to get your a base runner on, put a little bit of pressure on Valley Falls, or Matt Stapp's trying to come in here in relief and just shut things down and give themselves a chance in the home half.
Now, JCN will have the top of the order against Stapp. First pitch high and inside to Van Dyke for ball one.
Due up for Valley Falls will be 7-8-9, so they definitely want to try and keep this at a one-run disadvantage.
And a little liner to the third baseman, Miller. And kind of lofted it to him, a couple steps to his left. He'll make the catch for out number one.
Good job there by Brayson. Just coming off the bag at third, a little bit further towards shortstop, and able to make that grab for out number one. Just two pitches, one out here in the top of the seventh.
Big Stad now, 0-for-3, couple of strikeouts and a line out. He'll take that first pitch in the dirt for ball one.
Looks like Stad maybe got his foot stuck on the mound when his right foot when it came around. Maybe his cleat got stuck.
One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch to Gigstad. He'll take a hack at that one. Caught a piece, fouled off. 1-1. So again, JCN, they scored their first run in the second on a bases loaded walk and then took the lead in the sixth on what was helped on a throwing error.
Cool.
After that by Weiser. There's a strike call there. Now one ball, two strikes here on Gigstad.
Good curve there from Stapp on the 1-1.
And the check swing and just catching the inner part of the bat for a foul ball.
Hard fastball there on the inside part of the plate. Tough against the hands with two strikes.
That one would hurt off the finger. Here is a 1-2. It is hit high in the air. Foul territory, first base side. And it's enough in the air for Nellis to run in front of the JCN dugout to make the catch for out number two.
Good job there by Nellis. And a little shout out there to Colby Oberding. It was on the on-deck circle and smartly stayed in the circle. You're allowed to do that. If you move out of the circle and you make contact, that'll be interference. They'll call the out. Now it's able to track that down, though, for out number two for the Dragons.
It shows the IQ of Oberding and obviously stepping in for a fourth time today with two outs, bases empty. In the seventh, again, JC in the 2-1 lead, so Valley Falls going to have to do something in the seventh. The 0-1, swing and a miss.
Some high cheese right there, B-Tab, from Stapp. And
is that some sharp cheddar?
That was some sharp cheddar that Oberding could not get.
Well, Stapp in relief came on that last inning for Carney, who had a great day. Now this one is absolutely stabbed by Cervantes. Can he complete the throw? He does. It's dug out by Nellis. I'm not sure. That is a vacuum cleaner at short. Damian Cervantes saving a base hit, no doubt about it. But it comes down to this. When you move on, lose, your season is done. Valley Falls trailing 2-1, and the bottom of the seventh is coming up next.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jefferson County North, three outs away from an upset bid here to begin the 2-1A regional baseball tournament. It is down to this, bottom of the seventh inning. Jake, we're ready for it. Yep. Jeff in studio, Brandon with you. Colby Oberding is right now sitting at 92 pitches. He has collected 8 strikeouts, and he has only given up 4 hits to this Dragons team that was hitting well above 300 as a team this season. And a chance to send his team to the semifinals, a 2-1 game. He'll start with Ethan Noel, Brady Nellis, Grady Smith here in the seventh. The lefty Oberding, first pitch, missed with a high fastball.
And if you're Valley Falls, you definitely want to drag this out a little bit, make him throw you a full count, work the count up to try and get him out of his game. You're JCN, you're wanting him to go three up, three down, and keep under 12 pitches.
Next pitch to Noel, missing inside. 2-0 the count, and 105 is the number. He is at 93. Chance to send his team to the next round. That one missed inside, 3-0. And I think, you know, Valley Falls, they're a smart program,
yeah,
and they got very good coaches. I'm sure there was a conversation of, hey, we need to see some pitches here,
yeah,
in these early at-bats to try to get Oberding off the mound.
No doubt. I mean, this is something that one is 3-0 pitch. Noel didn't even get the bat off of his shoulder
wouldn't be shocked if he watched this 3-1 go all the way here. He does so, and it is a strike. He did the little lean. He thought it was low. Instead, 3-2, and now got to do something here.
Strategy also, you know, you almost would sacrifice your first batter if he can go the distance and then let your other two trying to pick you up.
3-2. Here's the pitch, and it runs inside and hits him.
Well,
and the tying run at first base with nobody out, and the pitch count at 98 now for Olberding.
It wasn't just 24 hours ago. Two big East League teams were in the bottom half of the seventh inning with the visitor up by one, and a two-run home run sent the Silver Lake Eagles over Perry Lecompson to move on to the semifinal, and that opportunity is knocking here for Valley Falls right now at home.
Well, Brady Nellis, he is not homered this season, but he will put a bunt down. And on a high hop, taken by Olberding off the mound, long throw, and it's off the bag, safe. A throwing error now puts two on with nobody out for the Dragons. Down one here in the seventh.
Sacrifice bunt, just get it down, and that's exactly what Nellis did right there. The eight-hole hitter, just trying to get yourself to the top of the order. And a great bunt right to Olberding, and it's second time today that Olberding, a little bit errant on his throw to first base.
Grady Smith now shows bunt, missed it there, caught a piece, but it is strike one. So you got Noel at second, Nellis at first, nobody out. A 2-1 Jefferson County North lead trying to pull the upset here in the seventh. Another bunt shown, missing everything. Now 0-2 on Grady Smith.
You're seeing Grady Smith trying to bunt for a hit right now instead of a sacrifice bunt. And if I was Coach Burns, I'd be wanting to sacrifice, not to bunt for a hit.
There's a swing and a miss. Took a little bit off. And that is a huge first out. And that at least gives Olberding the opportunity to face Cervantes. Pitch count at 101.
Likely to be his last batter. This will be his last batter unless Cervantes put this pitch or the next one in play.
9 strikeouts for Olberding. First pitch high and away. Ball one. Down one, bottom of the seventh inning, 2 and 1 out for the Dragons. The 1-0 is hit down the right field line. That's going to be Will Thal.
Now officially,
Cervantes 1-1.
Officially the final batter here beats that four.
Now the question is, when you look at statistics for the JCN pitching staff, it takes a pretty significant drop off from Olberding.
Yeah.
As pitch number 105 just missed a touch outside, now 2-1.
Don't forget that Cervantes' last time up hit into a double play to end that inning.
Double play would end the game right here for JCN. Next pitch, ground ball to the third baseman. Fielded by Heston across the diamond. In time and on cue, the announcer jinx will send Jefferson County North to the semifinals. It is a ground unassisted double play from Heston. It goes 5-3.
Unbelievable pitch there. Down and in to Cervantes. He pulled it down the third base line, and a great pickup there at third base by Heston. Took his time, fired a strike to first after stepping on the bag, and the Chargers pull off the upset here in Valley.
So the Dragons, after making it all the way to the state championship game a year ago, here in 2026, their season comes to an end in the first round at home. Chargers 2, Dragons 1. A lot to digest. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What a game here today, and an absolute stunner as Jefferson County North walks into hostile grounds here in Valley Falls and defeats the Dragons 2-1 in the first round of the 2-1A Regional Baseball Tournament. Back for the post game, we got Jake, we got Grandpa Gary chilling, enjoying the JCN victory. Always appreciate it to have a conversation with him, and Jake and Seth alongside as well. I guess your initial reaction, Jake, to what we saw here today, and mentioned it yesterday with Sabetha and Royal Valley, kind of expected it here today. You get to this point in the season, records don't mean much. You know, the regular season meetings don't mean much. The seeding, the whatever. You can wipe it all out the window because one-and-done scenarios, anything can happen. JCN had their best pitcher on the mound today. Olverding on his 105th pitch. Yeah. Gets one of the best players in the state, Damian Cervantes, to hit to a 5-3 double play as the Chargers hold on and win it today 2-1.
Yeah, I mean, again, you got to tip your cap to both pitching staffs for these teams. It was a pitcher's duel. A 2-1 baseball game is the best style of baseball to watch and witness.
See how clean my book is?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, no erase marks or scribbles needed. But, you know, Colin Carney, his final day as a Dragon on the bump. I mean, he pitched phenomenally with double-digit strikeouts in the game. You'll go down that here in just a minute. But Colby Olverding, I mean, on his 105th pitch, unbelievable performance for him. You know, these two just played a doubleheader just a couple weeks ago. And when they played, Olverding didn't pitch for JCN, and Valley Falls run ruled them in both games. And the home plate umpire was actually umpiring that game as well. And he said, man, I just expect this to be a Valley Falls boat race. And he goes, I did not realize how good Olverding is for JCN. And again,
he was not available
correct.
When they played in the regular season.
Correct. And so and I'm going to talk about that here in just a few minutes about the availability of him. But people across the state have known the name of Colby Olverding and locally have known it for a few years now. But he's definitely put everybody on notice with how effective and how good he is.
So Olverding on his 105th pitch gets the final two outs, and he finishes the day with the one run allowed and just four hits. We talked about it top to broadcast. This was a Valley Falls offense that came into today top to bottom hitting north of 325, and he holds the Dragons to just four hits today, and he racked up nine strikeouts and only two walks. So very efficient. We talked about it. I think Valley Falls certainly had a strategy in the seventh to try to run him out. And one hit, or one way it goes different for Cervantes with that last swing, and you may have the opportunity to see the pitcher for one more at bat. And maybe the game is a lot different. But Valley Falls, again, squandering some opportunities. They left six on base. Now, JCN had multiple times throughout the day that they could have added a little bit more, and Carney pitched out of a couple of jams. But, you know, the first run of the game was a bases-loaded walk for JCN. Emmett Weiser took that, so two innings in, it was 1-0 Chargers. And then Valley Falls, they were able to tie it in the fourth inning. Brayson Miller got on with a single and then a throwing error by Colby Olverding on a bunt that was put down by Meyer, allowed Miller to come all the way around to score. Would have been out if Jeffrey was able to secure it, the catcher for JCN, but it popped out. So Miller was safe. We were tied at one. And then JCN, again, both pitchers pitching well, latter portion of the game. And then finally in the sixth inning, that is where JCN broke through, a leadoff walk to Heston and Ayer allowing Jenkins to move up a couple of bases. And with two outs, that was after back-to-back strikeouts on Lindsey and Jeffrey, it was Weiser again who came through with the two-out single that drove in Heston, 2-1 at that point. Then obviously the seventh inning, chance for J.C. to add insurance, the retired in order, as Matt Stapp was in at that point in relief. And then obviously the storyline was, Valley Falls going to get Olberding off the bump? And the answer was no on pitch 105 with a couple of runners on. Damian Cervantes grounding into a double play, 5-3, and a 2-1 win for JCN. They get their 10th win of the year, and obviously a lot to kind of see how the rest of the games in the area shake out tonight. Of course, you know, Frankfort, Atchison County.
I got that one.
Okay.
Yep.
Frankfort.
You're going to be shocked by the final score.
But Frankfort won?
Frankfort
okay.
won. But once again, we talked about how this time of the year.
Records don't mean anything.
Exactly. This was a
116
matchup, and Frankfort won 7-6.
Okay. That's exactly what we saw yesterday in the 215 game for Sabetha and Royal Valley. I just feel like the first couple of days have provided a lot of nervous communities and fan bases, and JCN was loving the outcome here today. And Donovan West with Buncee, the winner of that one, is who JCN is going to play next week.
Yeah. Haven't gotten that final.
Okay.
I got a couple.
But we know Frankfort won, so they're the top seed.
That's where it'll be at.
That's where it'll be at next week.
Yep.
Obviously, on a Tuesday, still a lot to kind of play out here tonight. Softball begins on Monday. But again, it was certainly an upset. I mean, it is certainly an upset here today. JCN on the road, hostile grounds, swept by the Dragons in the regular season, had won just once in the last 2 years, 1-5 against the Dragons over the last couple of seasons, including 0-3 against Valley Falls last year, which included a 7-0 loss in the semifinals. JCN comes through 2-1, the final score. You know, we don't really have a secure player of the game on KNZA, but I do like to reference players that participate and play well. And I think it's hard, if we were to give one out, I think it's got to be Colby Olberding with what he was able to do. A complete game, 105 pitches on the money, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks, gave up just 1 run, 4 hits, and obviously got out of a couple of scenarios. But yeah, sensational today, and that is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Chargers.
Yeah, again, you got to have great pitching this point of the season, and great defense too. I mean, you remember Gigstad over there at second base had multiple ground balls that, you know, if he doesn't collect it within that half a second, it's going to end up being an error or something. But he's able to get himself collected, finish that put out, and again, go back to that very last play of the ball game over there at third base. If Heston bobbles it for a hot second, Cervantes with his speed, he's beating that throw over to first base. And so the execution by the defensive side of it as well was key and was definitely important to back up Colby Olberding. But he definitely balled out. He did what he does best. And, you know, people at home, maybe they don't understand the rules of the pitch counts and everything like that, but the KSHSAA follows the NFHS guidelines for pitchers, and so it is four calendar days, and so Colby Olberding will be available next Tuesday.
I would have to imagine he goes, but again,
it goes to that. How do you manage that?
Do you want to potentially try to save him for a championship game?
Correct.
Donovan West will not be an easy out if the Mustangs weren't able to beat Wabunsee today. But we're still waiting on that final score. Either way, Dragons, you know, just always so good. You know, at least the time I've been here covering this area, last 4 or 5 years, this Valley Falls team is always in the mix when it comes to baseball. And obviously coming up a little bit short here today, but a 16-6 season, 13-3 in league play. They were the champs in the league last year. Riverside took home the title this season, but this team is always in it. And they got a good group of juniors led by Cervantes, you know, obviously Colin Carney. Can't say much about him except one of the best that Valley Falls has had, I'm guessing, in their history of baseball.
Sure, and it's
in the school.
And it's a storied history. You know, you mentioned the last few seasons, but this is a program that runs deep. It goes back to when Coach Burns played here, you know, back in the late 2000s, early 2010s when he was here. You know, they were a force to be reckoned with, and they continue that now underneath his leadership as the head coach. But it's a storied program that is always talked about deep into the postseason, and this is an early exit. And if you're a Dragon fan, you're surprised by this from that standpoint because of the tradition, but you're not surprised if you're a Charger fan because you know who you had on the bump. And don't take away from the efforts of Mr. Heston at the plate today as he scored both runs for JCN, both here in this ball game for JCN.
Yeah, reached all three times, one via the air, but did have a couple of walks, and scoring both runs for JCN. Again, Knox Heston, big part of the big win for the Chargers here today. Well, we certainly are going to have some broadcasts lined up next week, but obviously we are still in the process figuring that out. Monday begins softball tournaments. Of course, we're going to have regional semifinals and championships for baseball on Tuesday and Wednesday. So the first 3 days next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going to be jam-packed. We're figuring things out. We'll figure it out once that information is delivered, signed and sealed, however you want to say it, Jake. Certainly on the lead of that, but we're still seeing how some things shake out. But we're going to have a lot of options and hopefully have as much coverage as we can next week. So potentially we'll see if we're maybe over in Frankfurt. Of course, Jeff West and Beth are both hosting 3A semifinals and championships next week. A lot of local teams still alive. So we're going to see how it shakes out the rest of tonight and kind of figure that out before the weekend.
Yeah, again, I mean, it's unfortunate that we can't, you know, break the news for you right now, but that's why you listen every single day to BTAT Sportscast. That's why you go to the MSC Sports website. Brandon will get everything up to date for everybody for that. But, yeah, we got a lot of local teams. It's what we do here in Northeast Kansas, man. We churn out teams that go deep into the postseason, and we'll definitely be looking to follow, you know, this Charger team and a lot of other area teams that are pushing for a state tournament appearance. And this Charger team, man, they can go as far as Colby Oberding will take them, no doubt about it. But I'm intrigued to see how they handle it on Tuesday. Because again, you can throw 40 pitches in one game, get pulled, and still start and go the full 105 for the next one. There's no rest requirements with that, or 30, I should say, not
right.
40 for that. And so, you know, if you're in a pinch, bring in your ace. But there's just a lot more of that going on the last 8 to 10 years that when I played and when I was coaching back in the early days and when I was coaching, you didn't have to worry about that as much. But now it's a lot more strategic coming into play.
Well, an incredible job here today for Jefferson County North, coming on the road defeating Valley Falls by a final score of 2-1. Again, we'll have more coverage coming your way next week as we work that out over the next couple of days. Appreciate Seth. Appreciate Jake. Of course, let's get you out of here with the final totals in this one as Jefferson County North wins it today, moving on to the semifinals. It is JCN, 2 runs, just 2 hits, 2 errors. They left 7 on base. The winning pitcher was Colby Oberding, again, going all 7 innings, pitching 105 times, ending on a double play, 9 strikeouts, just 1 run, 4 hits allowed, and a couple of walks. Valley Falls, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors, and they left 6 on base. Valley Falls will close their 2026 season with a record of 16-6. Until next week, it's going to be jam-packed. Until then, Seth, Jake, Brandon signing off for tonight. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball. Postseason continues next week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.